COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
What up, y'all? Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, Kev on the stage and his comedian friends. Today we have Patrick Cloud to hear more, Lulu Gonzalez.
Gang.
We talk about random stuff. You can submit random stuff, old stories, to internet@kevonstage.com or pick your poisons, which we do at the end of the show. Also submit that to internet@kevonstage. Today's first topic, man eaten by piranhas after jumping into lake to escape bees. The article says a bizarre turn of events has led to the death of a 30-year-old man in Brazil. He was fishing with two friends on a farm in Brasilândia de Minas on Sunday when he jumped into a lake to escape a swarm of bees with his friends. Dang. His friends swam back to shore. He drowned, and the piranhas ate him.
Oh, he drowned first.
Then the piranhas ate him.
I thought piranhas were like on site, like as soon as you dipped in.
And it was like, attacked him?
Right.
Oh, okay. No, he was attacked by piranhas and then drowned. And then he also ate him. He was attacked by piranhas.
So he drowned while he was being eaten alive.
Screaming.
Oh, I mean,
screaming.
I mean,
help me underwater.
The piranhas is pulling him down. Right.
How did they pull him down? Because they nibbling, right?
They bite.
Yeah, but they biting, as they but nibbling, saying, like, you're going to fall under. You ain't going to, like, really swim away.
Well, I think they swim away, but I think they were, like, pulling him down like that. But
they was just biting him, and he got distracted. It looked like they started biting him, and he got confused.
Yeah, they strip everything.
Yeah. The worst part is you getting chased by bees, and you're like, all right.
I'd be like, where am I? I'm like chased by bees. You go into the water.
Who rolled the dice on Jumanji?
Nature hit him with the Uno card. He thought you were safe.
He would have drawn it.
I would not be stunned.
On the way in, a nigga hit him with the draw four, like before you jump in.
And the color is green.
I'd rather die by bees. I'd rather just.
Piranhas are infinitely worse than bees.
Yeah. But was he allergic to bees?
Nah, it was just a swarm.
Oh, that's
his. I feel like a swarm, like if a swarm of bees is chasing you, they're wasps or honeybees, you're gonna be terrified.
But here's the thing though, like this is my question. What the fuck was this swarm of bees doing on the water?
No, he ran away from the bees are chasing him.
Because they don't do
he
water.
He ran to the water.
Oh.
Ran from the bees. To the lake.
He's like, smart, yeah.
Because I thought he was fishing. I thought you said he was fishing, so I was just assuming.
Well, you know,
they were
fish on the
bank,
on
right?
Land.
I assumed they were just in the water.
No. He's fishing on the bank, and the bees come. He's like, oh my God, I know what bees can do, swim. And then the piranha's like, I know he can't fly.
Them niggas, they cool though. They're like, cool. The piranha's like, what? Look.
They was like a buffet.
I wonder what the bees thought. Like, he jumped in, and they were like, damn.
What if they were in cahoots?
We weren't even going to do all that.
What if they were in cahoots with the piranha?
That's what I'm saying. They
got a whole little game. Bring it on, people.
They're like, hey, yo.
Bring us lunch and we'll do nothing back.
No, sometimes we'll be swimming. We'll be nibbling. They get out. Then y'all can have them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But the bees don't eat.
They don't. And if they sting you, they die.
So they just.
That's only honeybees, though. Other like hornets and wasps, they be
like
alive
African
still.
Bees?
Yeah, they do, but like bees and honeybees all die. Do bumblebees die too?
I don't even think honeybees would be chasing you like that, right?
I think he's a
bumblebees sting. They have a stinger too. I've definitely got stung by a bumblebee.
Have you?
Yeah, my grandmother used to have this big flower tree outside of our house, and the bumblebees would go in there, and I would like close them up in the flowers. Like,
so you deserved it.
Yeah. I definitely deserved it, but I was like doing it, and I feel like, and I'm like, ha, I got you, bitch, run. One time,
serial killer.
That was your first vibrator, huh?
Boy.
that's where the rose came
from. You on the thumb?
He was like,
yeah, he stabbed me. He definitely got me on the thumb, though.
Was that the last time you did that?
That was definitely the last time.
Hilarious.
I don't have to learn a couple times from that. I definitely, that's how I know they think. That's how I know they sting, though. And I know it was a bumblebee because they were like fat. Like the bumblebees.
Yeah, bumblebees are the fat ones.
They're the big boys.
I wonder if the one that stung you was one of the ones you trapped too.
Oh, no, it definitely was.
Patreon was talking about the bees and My Girl.
Oh, that was so sad. Oh. That was so tragic.
He can't see without his glasses.
He can't see, period, now. Put the glasses on. It's dark.
I thought that was from that.
Put the glasses on. It's dark.
Was that Kevin McAllister?
I mean, that was Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Wait, what? Oh, that was the good son where he was.
That was a good ass movie.
That motherfucker was dark.
First of all, he was a good ass actor in that fucking movie.
I thought he was going to have a lifetime career.
What's the old boy? And other boy.
Is that Elijah
Frodo?
Wood?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elijah.
Is Elijah Wood?
I didn't watch that shit.
You never seen the good son? You would like the good son.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the other one you guys talking about.
No, the good son is low key.
You never seen My Girl?
No.
See, she could have tried to fuck them for the next 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah, he was allergic to. Did he try to save her, though? He was allergic to bees, which they set up early in the movie.
I think he was following her or something. Like, she was running away or something.
No, I think, wasn't it separate? Like, they weren't even together, and she heard about it or some shit?
That movie was born. That movie was out in 1991.
Yeah, I remember that shit. I remember that. The Rocketeer. Rocketeer was another good ass one. I love Rocketeer.
That's the Radio Flyer. You ever seen Radio Flyer?
Yeah.
That's the abuse of dad.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a little brother.
It was on HBO a couple months ago. That's why I rewatched it.
I love that movie.
I remember watching Radio Flyer, and then I had found like this old plastic piece of a sled.
You tried to build some shit?
Well, you know I did. Man. I worked on that sled I'm coming home from school working on this sled.
That's so
random. For like 3 weeks. I mean, I done built the whole like cockpit in the sled. It's got a top part. Keep in mind, this is like a $15 sled from like Walgreens. Mm. And I done built it out. And I put cardboard, built a seat and had a
thing. Yes, it was in his lab. Yeah. Yeah. I know you want to see one. Listen, what you have.
No lie, because I was big into Lego. So like I've always been like a tinkerer.
Like Dexter's Laboratory.
Man, we took that shit to the park. One time, everything. Dude, I mean,
did it have wheels?
It's just all over. That was a slab.
I can't imagine how that feels.
My little fake seaport. I had a belt. It's a seatbelt. This shit's all over.
His first test run.
Was it at least a fun before it broke?
I fumbled hard.
That's hilarious.
You didn't get no type of traction.
I didn't get to do none of the shit. I had put some little handles in there to kind of help me like do this.
You put wings on it?
No, I didn't put wings, but I had wooden rulers, and I had like had them down. So if I had pushed them down, I did like that. I kind of turned. I flipped all over the fucking place,
yo,
bro.
Tahir had the vision.
Like 9 or 10.
He had a
dream.
Wait,
what did you think was going to happen? What did you...
He thought it was going to be like the movies for sure.
Yeah, but no,
because the radio flyer...
You didn't put no wings on it.
I didn't put no wings. I just thought it was
at least general regular sled.
Yeah.
Like at least just take me down the mountain
that.
And be intact enough for me to do it again.
Feel the rhythm.
The best part about that, if I was a neighborhood kid and I saw him building this sleigh... practicing in the... I would think I was witnessing like a young Santa Claus.
Boy. I was
like,
on
I grew
that
up
shit.
Near Santa Claus. I saw him building. I saw him training.
He's welding. He got the mask on.
So much glue
the
and
trial
duct tape.
And error.
At least three rolls of duct tape went into that shit, bro.
I'm so sad you didn't get one good run out of it.
Your mom was pissing.
How long
shit.
Did you build the sled?
Like 3 weeks, bro.
Oh, you was in it after school?
Yes.
Every day?
Can't come hang out, guys.
Building my
sled. I'm building my epic sled.
It was the first time.
Just you wait.
You know he had a lisp at that time. For those 3 weeks only, you had a lisp. Never before and never after that.
I had never been sledding before. I went with some cousins and I had never been sledding before. I had went with my cousins, right? So I went with them and I had such a great time on the walk back to the cars when I found that piece of a sled. Like it was a busted up sled.
Yeah.
So I was like, can I take this with me? And they was like, yeah, sure. So they threw it in the car for me. They dropped me off.
And
that's when
like,
I started working.
Stupid. I'm never going to turn it into
yeah, you have it.
Boy, I drew the design out. Boom. Oh, nah, I need this one. I redid the
design. Did you have like a board?
I didn't have that much. I didn't have that much lunch money.
It's like a montage?
No.
Back to the
He's lifting weights for no reason.
He takes a break and just eating the sandwich.
Getting hot now.
Listen.
Trying
hard now. It's so hard.
Rock and roll. It was just Legos on the track. He's just getting better. He's on cardboard too. Where did you go sledding in East St. Louis? No, this was in St. Louis. So St. Louis, you know, we have Forest Park. Forest Park is like one of the biggest natural parks, aside from like what's the one in New York?
Central Park.
So like they have multiple hills that you can go sledding on. The problem was everything that I was attaching to the sled that was already dilapidated. Everything that I was attached. Shut up, fuck you. Was cardboard.
What so did you attach it with tape?
Duct tape. I went through like three rolls of duct tape. But everything was cardboard.
I thought our vision, you had tools. This nigga just had cardboard and duct tape.
We got tape it. I thought it's so hard now.
I thought you had screws and stuff.
It's cardboard.
Why did you think cardboard was going to steer a sled?
No, so it fell off. The rulers were wooden. The rulers were wooden. I had those jammed through the
just the rulers.
Yeah.
These are the support beams.
Nigga, I was eight. I didn't have
them. Those are the king gears.
I was eight. I didn't have a budget for a goddamn material.
So you just sat in it and it just was destroyed. It didn't even sled. You were just like, oh, cardboard can't support.
It was a good sled. It was a sled you made.
Oh my god.
It was.
This wasn't a sled.
It was ice. It was like, it was one of those little plastic ones that's like just this. And at the front of it, it kind of goes up, and then you sit right here.
Like a toboggan?
Yeah, almost like that, right? But the size was cracked right here, so I had to build out the base
that
again.
That sound like a banana
had to fabricate it.
You try to make it sound good.
I had to fabricate it again.
This whole time, I thought you were a little engineer. You're just like...
With wood and metal.
Nigga got 18 spools of duct tape.
I remember having a radio playing.
Was your duct tape?
While you were working?
I had to sled on two chairs so I could get the tape underneath the bottom.
He got a white
hat on. He up there like he a mechanic. He got the
sliders. He has the blacksmith hat on. He's like,
I remember looking at him so proud like, man, I really did that, bro.
He slid out with a spork and a knife. Like,
underneath?
Woo. Yeah.
He puts the thing down and there's sparks coming out the scotch tape. Like, chink.
Chink. He's cutting it in half.
These same little crazy scissors that have designs on them. It's so hard now.
I never had the scissors, the safety scissors. I'm not gonna
even say sparks were coming out of duct tape. Cheer.
The scotch tape.
You got. We have to pause on the visual of him opening it up.
Chink. I just love how from the kids at school every day he's like, I'm going home, work on my sled. Cool to hear. I'm going home to work on my sled for 3 weeks. And then the next day he just came all messed up and bruised. How'd it go, Tahir?
Didn't work.
How'd the sled
Everybody
go?
Everybody drive by like his garage on
That's
their
when
bike.
He started selling drugs. He was like, forget it. I'm just gonna sell drugs. All your childhood dreams died with that sled, bro.
We tried to tell you it was cardboard.
You guys are just naysayers.
Yeah, I thought you guys were hating on me.
I didn't have a budget. Niggas ain't had no budget, bro.
Oh, man.
Nigga.
People were looking at the plans like, no, it's not going to work. It's cardboard. You see step one?
Like, no, I have duct tape.
You see step one?
Step two.
Shut up. You guys are haters. No. You see how it's... See how step one it's not going to support it. I don't think it's going to work. Shut up.
You are a hater.
Wait, but these kids are geniuses.
Stop hating on me.
What kind of genius kids are these? Like, no, it's not going to work. It's cardboard.
No, you could actually get, like, wood or something. Something that you could sit on.
Nah, I don't want that.
Stop hating on me.
No. Yeah.
We're in the same science class, though. We learned about this together.
Oh, my God.
Wood's too heavy.
It is.
It's not aerodynamic.
It is too heavy.
You can't bind it with duct tape.
It would affect the drag too much.
Shut up, Daniel.
The wood would affect the drag too much, man. Listen.
Yeah, he was a part of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
My dad's a carpenter. We can help you out.
Shut up. Stop hating on me.
I need your help.
Chink.
I'm independent.
You need to hear at Home Depot by himself. I need more boxes, sir.
There's wood here.
Boxes.
I cleaned all up the all boxes because this was in between Christmas break.
Wait, actually, give
and
me two
so
rulers.
I cleaned up on those boxes so hard. Going through people's trash. Not trash, but like, they had it out. I was like, this box.
So the whole this community box was rooting for you.
Hey, man.
Everybody's giving him his box scrap.
There go old Raccoon Tahir in our trash again.
Tahir, come on. He's kidding, Tahir.
He's building a sleigh.
Hey, Tahir.
We support you, Tahir.
I had this old Nike box. I don't know if it can help, Tahir.
That's a steering wheel. That's a great steering wheel.
The flap will work great for the aerodynamic rotator cuff.
Spoiler alert.
He jogged to the park. The whole town was jogging behind him.
The worst part was my mom was mad because I had made the goddamn sled so big it didn't fit in her Ford Probe, so she had to pay my uncle to come take me.
Oh, he was like, "I don't." The whole family's name.
So this shit was taking up a parking spot.
It just didn't fit in the Ford Probe.
It's in a 2-car garage.
His mom is just looking at the Ford Probe, like, "You know what to hear? We're gonna have to call your uncle in." Are you sure, Mom? I believe in you, son.
You gonna get us out of here? I'm building a sled for myself. Nah, you our ticket.
I'm
gonna get us out of here.
This is just for me.
He's going. MIT.
Let me tell you though, if that sled had worked though,
you are
my
ticket.
Life would have been on a different trajectory. I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna be an engineer for sure.
Trial one.
It's just Goodwill Hunting too. Are you the sled kid from St. Louis? I am, sir.
He's on the wall drawing the dynamics. He's like, and then I put the cardboard here.
You're the only one to make a sled that flies, son. Surely with cardboard and duct tape.
His Ben Affleck is Pat. He comes by like, man, you really gonna build a sled? Like, you just gonna leave the hood?
Yeah. I come back and you still here being
like Goodwill Hunting. He's like a cardboard genius.
Yeah. Did you miss what I said?
They missed it.
What?
I said Goodwill Hunting.
Like Goodwill Hunting too.
Oh,
okay.
No.
We were already talking about that movie.
I must have missed that.
He was already halfway through the movie.
Well, no. When you said Ben Affleck, I was like, oh yeah, like Goodwill Hunting.
But I literally said Goodwill Hunting.
Too.
We were already on the third act.
I've been laughing at old jokes. I gotta catch up.
We were on the third act. That was the greatest.
When Ben Affleck told him if he comes to pick you up, you should be gone.
I'm laughing.
This nigga Patrick is a time traveler, bro. This nigga's just be missing
Patrick
shit.
Patrick was laughing at a joke from episode one. He was like,
I was still laughing. Y'all keep throwing these jokes out. I gotta listen and laugh. I gotta enjoy and keep up.
Pancakes and gums, huh? The broccoli's just looking at the fool going.
Hey, Tahir sled didn't work. Trial one.
So wait, Tahir, let me ask you. We need to close this visual out. When the sled crashed.
Yeah.
Do you try and salvage it, or you just walk away? Just a pile of rubber.
I put so much into that, like. I remember, like, putting hours into this shit. Listen to Anita Baker.
To hear you want to eat dinner?
I just picture him going down the hill, and as he's sledding, shit is just coming off one by one.
Might sound like a box falling downstairs.
My uncle took me to the tallest hill in Fort Worth.
By the time he gets to the bottom, he's just holding the steering wheel.
The rocket's going to space.
At the bottom, he just...
He's just sitting on the ground now. He still got the goggles on. Why'd you put the goggles on? I just thought I would be going so fast that I would need to, you know what I'm saying? I would need to get the goggles so I could see.
Why you got a cape on, Tim? Aerodynamics.
The steering wheel's not connected to the sled. You're just holding a steering wheel, though. It's not connected at all.
It wasn't a steering wheel. Why did you think it was going like handle? It looked like the steering wheel for the Model S. It was more like that.
But now, to hear, yes, you're just holding it.
It was cardboard.
The steering wheel was
wrapped in duct tape, so it had some.
But it's not. Usually steering wheels are connected to the wheel. You're just holding a steering wheel.
I didn't have wheels, nigga. Oh, God. This was more just to hold something. I didn't want to be sitting in a sled like this.
The whole neighborhood was there watching, just like, oh, well, let's just go home.
I forgot about the steering wheel.
All right, guys, let's go home, guys.
Bro, I remember that shit starting off. At first, I was just like, I just gonna build a seat on it, then a seat belt.
Oh, you had a have seat these belt.
It was a belt. It was actually a belt, right?
Like a clothing belt?
Yeah.
Well, what was it connected to?
Cardboard, nigga.
He's just wearing a belt.
It was cardboard.
He's not connecting none of the stuff. Listen. That's why it fell. He just put a belt on.
Listen. Like,
now I'm safe.
Now I'm safe.
Bro. You're just wearing a belt over sweatpants.
Bro. I remember it just, at first I had built out the base. I remember just building out the base, and then I had built like a little seat, and then I had put something like for my feet to rest against, because like the front didn't have that. And then I remember looking at it, I was like, more. Then I built like a covering for my legs so I'd have to get in it. All of this is cardboard. God. So like I put the cardboard there, tape it, and I get in, I was like, it's flimsy. So now I gotta reinforce it with more cardboard. I used so many baby stroller boxes, bro.
Listen,
cut up.
I got a real question, right? So when you finish building it, right?
Yes.
Did you look at it and be like, I need to decorate the outside?
Did you paint it?
Did you paint it? Did you put stripes on it?
No, I didn't. I didn't strike.
He like lightning strikes, like the fast strikes.
It was a blue marker. It was a blue marker. Man.
You better not have a picture of this.
I don't ever.
The Super Tahir 9000.
Somebody in Patreon said he built the Junkyard Jalopy. Tahir's going to win the Soapbox 5000. The whole town's going to be there, man.
It's like, why does everybody think I'm going Sable and the whole town's behind you, Tahir? This is just for me. I'm not even competing. You know you're going to put us on the map.
With a mind like that, surely we can move out of East St.
Oh my God, yo!
Hey, do you remember? Do you remember when I built that sled in Don's basement?
Please start laughing.
Not really. It sounds a little familiar now that you're talking about it.
Remember, Reggie and them had took us sledding, and I got that piece of a sled, and I brought it back home, and I worked on it for so long, and I put all that cardboard on it. I had the seat, I had the leg covering, all of that, and we took it out, and it like just got destroyed the first time. I had so much duct tape and cardboard. I was pulling like all the baby stroller cardboard boxes off the street. It was in the basement. It had that blue base.
Your mother's old.
You giving me nothing.
Tahir built all that. He went through all that and didn't even make
a
memory.
And nobody remembers.
He didn't even make a memory.
I was trying to tell them about it on the show that I'm on. I'll send you the text. You can watch it from your phone, okay?
That is crazy.
Dog.
All right, thank you.
You're right.
Hey, well, it's all good. He survived, so technically the seatbelt's the only thing you built that worked. that's the only part that was worth a damn.
Oh, man.
Him just being there with the steering wheel at the bottom.
It's just smoky.
It's like night falls, like he's just still there. Tahir, you're going to have to come inside at some point. It's just like...
Hold on, I done left my contact out.
No. Hey, man, close this episode out, bro. So next time I try to confide in you guys,
no, man.
Man,
I'm Tahir.
You guys are horrible, man.
I'm sorry.
Tahir
we
Slay.
Were running for you.
The sleigh ride. Oh.
Okay, we're going to go to the next.
They said his mama tried to forget it.
She's probably on the phone with somebody else. Like, hey, he remembers. He just called me about the sled. You remember that shit? That was hilarious. I thought he forgot. I thought he blacked that out.
I don't have the heart to tell him we knew. Nobody thought it was going to work from the beginning.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
She said, your mother's old.
Yo, you won't believe what to hear. Just call me and ask me.
This is to hear sled.
He just... It was just an open box. He didn't really do anything with it. The 3 weeks was mostly me eating next to it. Thinking of the sleigh ride.
Hey, man, y'all ain't shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to start telling people I'm friends with y'all, bro.
Dog.
Oh, to my hear, God. That's it needs funny. To be an animation.
Oh, man, that's great.
My cardboard sleigh. You should make it a children's book about never giving up but then giving up. That's the message.
It's just about never giving up. It's just knowing when to throw in the towel.
That's a good lesson.
No,
like,
know when to throw in the
You don't
tape.
Want to give up, but sometimes.
Sometimes you build a cardboard slab.
Sometimes just give up.
Was it even winter? Or you? It was spring.
It's in the grass?
This was winter. This was like during Christmas break.
But did it snow?
Yeah, it was slow. It was slow. Yeah.
That would have been hilarious. It was a perfect sleigh, but he didn't have the season right.
It was the 4th of July weekend. There's rocks and stuff.
No, the sleigh is fine. There's sand and stuff. It's grass.
This is an all-terrain sled.
It's sled got four-wheel drive. You think I built just a regular sled? Yeah.
The sled looks good. God. This is my driveway.
Yeah. You gotta put flaps on this for
nothing?
Oh,
man.
This is asphalt.
All right. Next topic. This will be the final topic of the day.
Y'all legit made my contact come all man. The way out. From laughing and crying.
I laughed my eyes out.
To hear the dreams just flying away with tape. Like, the longer you have the first piece of tape on there, it's 3 weeks later. The tape is like a day or two max, man.
But building something from scratch, like... There's so much ambition in it. You're just like, one day.
He thought he was Iron Man.
This is going to do something.
Bro, I was tinkering away,
this is Iron
bro.
Man, the nigga come out in a suit and they just murder him? It's like, dang.
We've been watching you this whole... you thought if you split the plans up, we wouldn't see you're making an iron suit? We asked for a missile. We walked in, there's hands and feet.
He's like, no.
Are you an idiot?
Like, no. This is a Keurig. It's a Keurig.
He comes in. Give me the iron suit.
Like, he has him behind his back.
He's like, what suit?
We're in a cave. You can't hide anywhere.
What iron suit?
What? He has the helmet on? I'm making a missile. Why does the missile have a face?
The suit's like, I identify as a missile.
Why are your measurements written everywhere?
It's literally drawing a human body, sir. We said one, make us one missile.
Yeah, but I drew the pants on this and the hands on this. I didn't think you could put together.
You want a missile with fashion or not?
They should have killed Iron Man on the third day. What are you doing?
He didn't show any progress. It was like week two. Where's the bottom of the missile?
I have shoes.
You have the missile shoes? Yes, it happens to be my shoe size.
The Iron Man ones.
Right. You didn't even ask any of us for our shoe sizes. It's my shoe size.
We're gonna just do the whole thing with a gun to your
head. What was keeping them from what was keeping them from being in there?
They on their playing space. Yeah, I think it's week three. He's gonna be done with the missile so anyway. I tell Cheryl, I ain't coming up.
Most important mission of our lives. Yeah, he's doing it in there.
Don't watch the world's greatest arm dealer. Right. He's only the world's greatest arm
just
dealer.
Just the greatest.
Just
the greatest.
Leave him alone.
Of course he's going to give us the right plans.
You know how mad that nigga's boss probably was? Where's the missile at? Actually, he killed everybody.
He killed everybody.
And he can fly.
He flew out of here.
We thought he died. The nigga has like a metallic heart.
I thought you were watching him. We were.
I'm saying, nigga, like I had my kids that weekend. I kept watching the whole time.
CCTV, we can't really
hear. Didn't he like do something to the camera too, and it was like, oh, we can't really kind of see you. Like,
well, no, that was the whole thing.
They were kind of blocking it.
The plans was like you had to lay one thing down and then another thing, and then it all came together. So it was like he was working in secret because he was such a genius.
Yeah,
but they kind of just went glazed over that.
We're talking about Iron Man 1. We said to hear somebody said they were lost.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
yeah, we're talking about Iron Man 1, why they didn't just kill him.
Hey, the people he killed, though, probably thought that was cool as hell.
To
like,
die?
No, like the suit. Oh, he came out in the suit. They were like, whoa! What? That was the nigga that we were watching?
What did he do there?
He came out with flamethrowers. I was like, nigga, we don't even have flamethrowers.
You think you can make me one? You
think I flew away? What the fuck? That guy cool as hell.
Can I put in an order? I want to get out of here too.
That
guy.
I was being mean to
that guy. I was being a dick to that guy. That guy cool as hell.
He didn't even have all his stuff.
He didn't have anything. He had a tank top.
Bro, he should have died when he crashed in the desert. Like, I don't even fuck how much steel you got on. Ain't
he
no
was disabled. He couldn't breathe. He had the shrapnel in his chest.
Yeah, but he should have died when he crashed. When they like ran out of fuel.
He blew up. The thing blew up, right?
No, when he landed in the desert, like the piece was all over.
For sure. Yeah. Every time he lands in the Iron Man suit, he should die.
He should die. All right, last topic. This Vegas man. Vegas man was arrested.
You want to proofread it first and then do it?
I said Vegas man.
Yeah, this Vegas man was arrested.
I just was
it's
reading
it. It's like you scared of whatever word is next.
Remember your sled exploded? Vegas man arrested for smearing bacon on Muslim family's car door. He got arrested for a hate crime. He says he smeared raw bacon on a Muslim family's home door, not car.
Mm. That's what I said. That's specific.
They don't say what the argument was for, but they got into an argument, and his response the next day he came back.
That's some
vision.
Petty shit. That's super petty. Like, because you be mad as hell, you Muslim, you go touch your door, and you like...
And that nigga's just watching you from his sled.
That's the funniest part. They probably didn't care like that. They were like, did you smear bacon? Like, that's not how this works. You idiot.
But if they touch it, they got bacon on their head.
But they can't even, they can't
they
even come
eat
and
it.
Help. Yeah, I thought it was just eating.
I don't know what happened. Yo, I don't know what the rules
are. Hold on, real quick, guys. Somebody in the comments said, my arc reactor was just a donut.
Your flux capacitor was just Twizzlers?
Stop eating the arc reactor.
I need this to live. I know I do. Like... You damn right I need this to live. Switch
I'm
it up.
I'm gonna discreetly take pieces off of the bottom and just make it look
This is a multi-billion dollar piece of equipment to hear.
Why did you make it delicious?
My core is only at half a donut.
Can you make it again with sprinkles?
I'm only so strong.
Make the technology again with icing. I like how you made a new technology.
Making vegetables, I'll never touch it.
Nick Fury is just like, he keeps eating. He keeps eating the heart part. We gotta get somebody.
Nick Fury?
McFlurry?
McFlurry.
To hear we need you.
I'll only come if Nick comes with a McFlurry.
All of Earth is just dying. They're like, Mr. Tahir Man, please stop eating the arc reactor. I can't. I haven't eaten anything all day.
The soup just can't work. It won't work. It's just there, like, just off.
He's like, I've seen many possibilities. And me eating this donut is the only way.
That's only one.
That's Doctor Strange, though.
I know. Can we keep it in Marvel?
It's in the realm.
He's not doing Doctor Strange stuff. He's just putting icing on the donut. In every version of superhero, you were just eating.
The arc reactor.
Yo, bro.
What if it didn't even keep him alive? It was just there.
That's why I'm eating it.
Emergency reactor.
Proof Tahir had a stomach.
Had a stomach? Proof Tahir had a stomach is
hey,
crazy.
Man, people be funny, bro. People be funny, bro.
Patreon people are funny.
That motherfucker gave it to me on that one. Right. I ain't
holding. What is the thing?
One more.
Desserts assemble.
What if his Mjolnir was a chicken wing? Where's my hammer?
It's a drunk.
It's a drunk.
The villain's like, are you gonna hit me with that? He's like, no, I'm just hungry.
Lunchtime right now. They're like, Lord, do something.
His chicken wing's named Lemon Pepper. Lemon Pepper.
Lemon Pepper.
That would be your power. You'd be right. Magneto, but only to meat. A family's having
Glizzy's,
Christmas dinner, and he's just like,
Glizzy's coming across the town.
No, Mom, it's Tahir Man. Tahir Man and our Christmas ham. No ham is safe in my
family. Wait, no, he's a villain.
Yeah. It's the slow cooker. Run! Well, don't run. Just hide your meats.
He doesn't kill anyone. He just goes to Disneyland. He's like, no turkey leg is safe.
And he has a sidekick named Brisket Boy.
It's a dog named Brisket.
Brisket Boy.
Brisket Boy.
Slow cooker's here.
Slow cooker is my villain name.
Tahir's just walking hella slow.
Right. What will you do? Nothing now. 8 hours.
Oh my God.
Everything shall be done.
Oh no, it's July 4th. As the shadow comes over.
He gives you the itis. That's his superpower. He gives you the whole town must sleep.
No, that's the whole town must sleep. The whole town will slumber. A barbecue hickory slumber.
What are your plans, slow cooker? Barbecue. You're going to burn the town? No, I'm going to eat barbecue.
I'm going to let you guys simmer.
Somebody said, I came to devour.
I came to devour?
So you're gonna set people on fire? No, no. I want those pizzas that are in the open. I want you to make.
He's a full supervillain, but the whole barbecue, he's just sitting like this, waiting for it to be done. It's done.
Then he starts flying.
Everybody's like, "Yo, who's this? Who invited? Who is this?"
In a cape, sitting.
But he has to wear those barbecue shoes at the cookout.
I gotta blend in.
Like ribs are ready. He starts flying.
It is time. Shit, I knew he was gonna do this.
He uses ribs like bullets.
Oh my god!
Give me another clip. Give me another rib.
I knew he was. He shoots nobody.
People are scared. What are you gonna do with that ham? I'm gonna eat it. Are you gonna kill me?
Nigga said, "My instead of Wolverine claws, I got skewers."
But he doesn't attack anybody.
He pulls those out. He just turns.
His catchphrase is, "It's grilling time."
Shriek.
Hey, Buff. You got the barbecue sauce.
It's like, don't worry. None of us are in danger. We're all good.
He flies on a sled.
Just get your plate
ready. Stop. Smoke your man.
Why are you holding that steering wheel, smoke cooker man?
Slave. It's like a fat Santa Claus that comes in July 4th. You hear him on the roof. Hey,
his
slow cooker's here.
His nemesis is the air fryer.
I do what he does, but faster.
Air fryer, not you again. Everybody's talking about you on Twitter. They just threw me by the wayside.
Don't worry, Tahir. We'll be done in 6 minutes.
That's how long the fight is.
Shit.
On brisket, on chicken, on steak.
Why is he Santa? Why is he Santa?
On bratwurst, on pot roast,
on hot link.
On hot link.
We're going to every house tonight.
Chili dog, lead the way.
Nobody is safe on this goddamn show.
Taped on his nose with duct tape and cardboard.
The kids are like, "I've been good this year." They're like, I don't care. I'm eating your food. Move, Timmy.
He uses the coal. He leaves coal so he can make barbecue. Why do you keep leaving coal? I want a barbecue.
Everyone gets
the
coal.
The kids leave hot dogs and alizé. So hopefully he just be nice.
Like the milk and cookies. Yeah.
Hot dogs at Ellis Hayes, my cookies.
You gotta glizzy. Mama, do we have to leave ribs under the fireplace tonight?
Minutes, man. Let's get up out of here,
man. Mama, the pot roast finished for slow cooker, man?
No, don't worry. He'll get to the kitchen. We're gonna be cleaned out in
the
morning.
So instead of coming through the fireplace, they come through the fridge?
Don't leave anything out. Lock it up.
I come out the oven.
Somebody said his headquarters is 7-Eleven. He just stands by the hot dog roller. Yeah, I've been waiting for you.
No, you gotta move the sausage to the side and then it opens up and then it's like a
magical
7-Eleven.
Come with me and you'll see the world of hickory sensations.
Hickory It's a barbecue sauce river.
Hey, lick the walls. It tastes like barbecue sauce.
I got the golden brisket. I got the golden brisket in my mouth.
I want it all.
Nigga, hickory sensation. The world of hickory sensation.
So you know Snoop has to do the theme song.
Hickory sensation. Oh.
All right, man. It's been a great time. Go ahead and wrap it up, man.
I got a golden brisket to make my day.
Oh, my God.
I cooked the golden brisket.
Brisket, isket, dupa dee dee. If you like grilling, come on with me.
It's just to hear again.
It's so good.
I thought he was giving us the tour guide.
You could to hear it. To barbecue here, sauce, to too. Here.
Yeah, you're the tour guide and the.
To here, to here, to here, to. Hickory sauce.
No, no, if you don't eat quick, you could get lost.
Think of the kids. Nobody gets a chance to eat nothing. Hey, get your doggone hands off my rib tree.
I just want you to see what's here. You can't actually have none.
He's in the barbecue rivers.
He doesn't even let them in. He just takes all their tickets. You know, now I can go through 5 times. Get out of here, kid. Get out of here,
you
kid.
You live here. I don't care.
You are more exciting this way.
I got the fast pass.
I got the fast pass.
No. Listen, y'all. We're done with the topics. Oh, we're God, done with bro. The episode. The golden brisket and hickory sensation is just gold. Thank you for watching this chaotic show.
Bro,
we will be back.
Like this, like
you're the tour guide, the Oompa Loompas, and the kids that get caught. You fell in the river.
I got a brisket ticket. It's the best thing in the world.
That, you think I ain't gonna make a t-shirt off a hickory sensation?
I got a brisket ticket.
Just a piece of meat.
If 7-Eleven don't work with Tahir at some point.
7-Eleven is trash, bro. They dropped big bag on me. Don't you I'm not spending the block either. Quick Trip, what's up? Wawa, what's up? What's up, Wawa? What's up, Quick Trip?
AM, PM.
Quick Trip is dead to me, boy.
Nigga turn his back on 7-Eleven.
They dead to me, boy.
I want brisket right now.
We'll see y'all.
Glizzy Glonka.
Glizzy Glonka.
Who are y'all today? Are y'all okay?
Violence begets more violence.
Glizzy Glonka?
End it now. It's off the rails.
I tried to end it.
Glizzy Glonka is crazy.
Glizzy Glonka hasn't been seen in years.
The Glonka is wild.
The Glonkinator 3000.
The Glonka.
Mark G, thank you so much. That's on the t-shirt.
Glizzy Glonka.
I have to.
He passes the factory on to himself. I knew I could trust you, me. Let's run it back.
Good day, sir. You get nothing. You get nothing. The brisket is mine.
You stole Glizzy lifting drinks. It ain't nothing but hot dog water that's shaking up and bubbles.
It's a Glonka bar.
To hear this is just meat. Bar. It's just meat in a chocolate wrapper.
It's just a square of meat. It's actually.
It's not even chocolate.
It's an everlasting brisket stopper. It's just one piece of meat that never go anywhere.
That you put on the grill. This is a Glonka bar.
Yo. All right. It didn't feel good when they told me when I said lube, so I'm going to stop it.
My stomach hurts.
Y'all watch this wherever you watch YouTube videos and listen wherever podcasts are found.
Wherever you watch YouTube videos, YouTube. You big goofy
Loompa, stupidly dumb.
Kev on stage is shaped like a thumb-face ass.
Oh, damn. Hey, that would be funny if you were the Oompa Loompas in his factory.
Wait, No. Put it back
on stage. On stage.
If you need loop, you can come to my place.
Come to my place.
Yeah. How's it feel, thumb?
Why do y'all know stuff that rhymes so well? You're just really coming up with this on the top of your head.
Kev, get away from the brisket bushes. Oompa-dee-doo. No, they don't help. They just eat stuff around here.
All right, bye. Turn it off, Amir. Stop it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.